put on set. So I really appreciated it.
Now, Chris Pine is quoted as saying that he thinks you have the best eyebrow raise in the business, and I would like you to give us a bit of a demonstration, Carl.
Oh, no pressure. Okay, here we go.
No pressure. Oh, it is good.
Oh, God, man. Wow. Should I just do the rest of the interview like that?
That was perfect. Just quite, yeah, it
that
makes
was,
you look quite intelligent.
That, wow.
You like that?
Wow.
Whew. Erotic. Right.
Well, this yeah, is day head. Three of the tour.
I'm just
it's all the secrets are trying to come out. It's the real inside scoop.
Now, Bones and Kirk instantly became friends. Why do you think that was? What drew them to each other?
I think they were kind of kindred spirits in many ways. They were, you know, two kind of lost souls in a way. When you first see Bones, he's very, very, very jaded and burnt by. By life, come off a bad divorce. He has nowhere else to go, and I think Kirk has a similar epiphany that after his sort of meeting with Captain Christopher Pike, that that he's going to attempt to achieve something more with his life. So that was the first scene that I actually shot with Chris, and it's probably one of my favorite in the film.
Did you guys bond straight away?
Yeah, we went out. We're actually sick as dogs. We both had colds on the first day, but we still mustered enough energy at the end of that day to go for a beer.
To get cracking.
Yeah.
So where did you draw your inspiration for Bones?
Well, you know, as I said before, I have such a deep appreciation for the work that Mr. Kelly did. And I felt as a long-term fan of Star Trek that that I personally, if I wasn't even in the film, would like to see some semblance of continuity. So the trick as an actor is... You know, how do you get some sort of an essence or flavor of that character without falling into the pitfall of mimicking or delivering a caricature?